My name is Paula Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 6th of August 2009 and the time is 19:20. Please could you tell me your name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Ian Morley, born 9th of November 1980 and I'm from Bournemouth.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth today?
I'm pretty nervous, or bricking it, as I would like to say. Yeah, it seemed a good idea quite a while back, but now you kind of get close and you see the plinth, it's a little bit more daunting, but I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm also a bit worried that the weather's gone against us a little bit. Yeah, I'm not really dressed for rain, or at all dressed for rain, so we'll see how it goes, really.
Have you travelled in especially?
Yeah, I live in Bournemouth, so I took the afternoon off work and came on the train, which is not too bad. A little bit worried, the train was a bit delayed, and I'd left kind of a later train because I didn't want to hang around London too long, so it was a few anxious moments, but it all worked out okay. In fact, I got here a bit early in the end, so.
And are you going straight back afterwards?
Yeah, I can get the 10:30 or the 12 o'clock, but I don't really want the 12 o'clock back because it's a 2 o'clock back to Bournemouth in the morning and then work tomorrow, so that's not many hours sleep. But fingers crossed, it won't be contained too long after the event.
And has coming here met your expectations?
Well, that's an interesting one. I don't know what I expected of the kind of welcome centre. Probably not porter cabins, but it's everyone's quite friendly. So yeah, I didn't know what to expect. You always got a sort of visualisation of what you expect. And I kind of imagine sort of plush, I don't know, high tech lawyers office. I don't know really.
Have you been through Trafalgar Square before and seen the plinth?
I have done. I've been to Trafalgar Fair a number of times, but I've never really noticed the plinth. Nelson's column kind of draws your attention, or the National Portrait Gallery at the other end. So I probably have seen it, but not really thought about it until today, in fact, when I kind of did a detour when I came here to see what the person was doing on it and get an idea of the sort of scale of it.
And how did you first hear about the project?
Quite a few weeks ago. Basically, I was met up with a friend. We were going to watch the cricket, and he was talking. He'd applied already, and it's like, great idea, you know, probably no chance of getting on, but something to do. And I thought, yeah, why not? You know, I didn't know anything about it, so I looked it up and just signed up and didn't think more of it really until I got a couple of rejection emails. Obviously, I'm not quite sure, not surprised. And then it was really funny because I got a rejection email, then I got a confirmation email kind of half an hour later, or an hour later, so I'm guessing someone dropped out on the slot and I got drawn again. So I was quite surprised about that. I thought for a while it might be a hoax or something, I was trying to check the email address, but it all worked out okay.
What is it that first inspired you to apply?
I just thought it would be something different to do. I like to try and do various things. If you get an opportunity to do something, I think you should try and do it. Presume it's not going to hurt you or whatever. And I thought, you know, it's something you can you know, good pub story, as my mate says. You need a pub story. If you're in the pub after a few pints, you can regale them of what you've done in the past. This would probably make quite a good pub story. Even if I just fall off and hurt myself, it'd be a good pub story.
So have you been telling people in the lead up to it?
Well, I've been kind of letting people know as and when. Most people think I'm a bit crazy, and then I try and get me to do outrageous things. But yeah, I mean, I think most of my friends know about it. I don't know how many. I think some are going to tune on the internet, and hopefully we'll get some turning up. But if it keeps raining, they may be put off by it a little bit. But we'll see how it goes.
And did your friend who applied got a place?
He hasn't yet, no. He rejected the last draw. I think there's one more draw left, if I remember rightly. So he might get on. I think he's a bit jealous, especially because think about it, by letting me know, he's reduced his chances ever so slightly. I don't think he's bitter anyway.
And how did you react when you first heard you had an hour?
Well, I was kind of a bit surprised. Then I kind of didn't think much of it for a bit, and I thought, oh, I'll think of something good. I've got like a month to wait. And then I got closer and I thought, actually, I haven't thought of anything. And the last few days, I've been desperately trying to scrabble around and think of something. And I don't think I've done that well, really, but you got to do something. You know, I don't want to stand there for an hour. Maybe I might end up doing that if it's raining, but we'll see how it goes.
And what is it that you've decided to do?
Well, I'm starting to dress in my black tie, and I'm going to do a little bit of dancing. But we might have some technical issues with pissing it down. My stereo might get a bit wet. But I could just dance to my own inner thoughts, maybe, or something, and take my DJ off because it's going to get a bit wet.
And so have you brought music with you?
I have, yeah. It's kind of an eclectic mix, got a bit of KLF, quite a lot of dance music, a bit of random other classic stuff like dueling banjos and a bit of cheese like YMCA, so something that I can kind of dance to a bit.
And will you be
I don't know how loud the stereo is, so it'll be as much out to the square as it'll allow. I've tried it on main schedule pretty loud, but I don't know how much it'll do on battery, and I'm a bit worried that halfway through the battery will just go, and I'm just going to stand there going, hey, brilliant, it's quiet here now. So but anyway, if it rains, it will short circuit out after about 10 seconds. So I've bought a plastic bag, I'll put it in there, and then we'll see if that doesn't affect the acoustics too much. It might be all right. I think it's a new system. I'm pioneering it. I wanted to wear kind of a fancy dress, but I don't really have any fancy dress, but I do have black tie, and I don't wear it much since I left university and all the black tie and balls that involves. So in a sort of an adult life, you don't really go to black tie, so I've not really worn it for a couple of years, so I thought I'd get it for an outing, and show I'm quite a smart person.
And why did you decide to do the dancing and the
film? Probably because I'm kind of renowned with my friends for when I've had a few in the old clubs to like to get on the dance floor and show some moves off, even if no one else is there, in fact. So, you know, just sort of something kind of I think I can do, I can enjoy it, enjoy the time, something to concentrate rather than just thinking about what's going around you. And yeah, keep warm if it's cold, but actually it's not cold, it's wet. So
you're a keen dancer?
Dancing is probably not really like worth it. Odd body jerking and convulsions, music, I'm quite good at. Scary. And quite a lot of shouting and opening my mouth oddly, but it's different. Hopefully no one else has done it. If anyone's got the same dancing style as me, I feel I'll be cheated, and someone's already beat me to it, and I'll have to, I don't know, resign or something.
And do you think you'll be talking through your mouth, or will you be silent?
I don't know, it depends how vigorous I get. I might be out of breath, I'm able to talk. I might do some shouting, I like shouting. I'm presuming loud. but not anything intelligible, probably random stuff. We'll see. I don't mind. As part of me thinks it'd be great to have a huge crowd, and a part of me thinks it'd be quite nice not to have too many people. But then it's on the internet, so hundreds of people could potentially watch it. So I think in the back of my mind, no, whatever I do, it's going to be recorded, and potentially loads of people will see it. So I just don't think it too much.
So have you got a few people watching online?
Hopefully, yeah. I'll let most of my friends know, and people who can't be bothered or live miles away. Some of them might tune in, might not. I'm sure they'll see it the next few days, because it comes up on stage a few bits. So. Probably circle around the office for a bit, that might be amusing.
And are you expecting some people to turn up in the square?
I was. a couple, at least a couple of friends said they were going to, but now it's raining, so it might not be quite so keen. But it might clear up, I've still got half an hour, so living hope.
And would you like people to interact with you from the ground?
Well, as long as when you say interact, you don't mean heckle, it's probably the most likely, if any of my friends turn up, a bit of heckling. Yeah, they can if they want to. I'll probably just ignore them. It depends how I'm feeling, really. But I don't. It's quite hard. I've seen on the internet when I'm watching it that the voice doesn't transfer that well on there, so you just end up shouting at people. I don't have any bother with that. We'll see. I'll probably end up shouting all up. Oh, yeah, shut up!
Have you got any expectations about what it will be like up there?
I'm expecting to be high, quite high. It looks higher in real life than the internet. And hopefully it's quite exposed. But apart from that, I'm not too sure what the floor is either, which is a silly thing. But I've been thinking about it, because if it's it sounds like metal almost. And obviously it affects the frictions of the slidey kind of moves. And and also it makes more of a banging noise if you sort of stamp your feet. So we'll see how that pans out, really. And it's got some holes in it as well. And I don't know. I think they've put sticks in, but I don't want to get in the way of that too much. Well, my fear is that there's going to be some assassin across the road and he shoots me. But that's totally irrational. And my mum suggested that might happen. I don't know why. It's such a nice parent. Hopefully a millionaire will meet me off the plinth to give me a huge check for my great dancing. But that's probably equally unlikely, if not more unlikely. But it's just something to enjoy. I think as long as I enjoy the time and I'm not ridiculed the rest of my life, because I think I've done quite well. I hate that question, because you expect to do my job, but actually I get up in the morning, I eat breakfast, I go to work, I come back, and I sleep a lot of the time. But I suppose you're technically asking, what's my job? My job, I'm a mechanical engineer and building services. So I design heating, ventilation, air conditioning systems, which is, I don't know, maybe more or less exciting than you think it is, depending on your understanding of the job, really.
Is that something you fell into, or?
Yeah, it's I don't know anyone in the industry who decided, oh yes, I want to be a building service engineer when I grow up. Even when in university, most people have done mechanical engineering and want to work in Formula One or shipbuilders or whatever. And then it plays quite well and the jobs are there, so people have just fallen into it. And I was like that. I hadn't got a job. I was just applying for any company that I thought might want to take me or might be vaguely qualified for. And an interesting interview where the chap interviewing me with one of the partners of the firm, and we didn't talk about the job at all, but we both like cricket, so we talked about cricket for about an hour. And I thought, I was just going through the motions, no job. But then I got an odd email about 2 weeks later going, have you filled out your shown off your forms yet for your job? And I'm like, what forms? And they sent it and that hadn't arrived, so I got the job, but that's the first I knew about it. And I've kind of been doing that ever since, which is four and a bit years now, which is quite scary.
And was that straight after studying?
No, after studying, I worked for a year and a half mending satellite TV systems on ships, which was a fun job, a lot of travelling. So say you've got a cruise line in the Caribbean and a satellite TV system breaks down, I might be flown out there to try and fix it, which was great. Or it might be a fishing vessel in North Sea, which is not so good. I get quite badly sick. Happy to do a quite throwing up on those jobs, which the fishermen find hilarious, actually. But, I didn't find so funny. And after that, I resigned and went travelling for a bit, as you do. And then I came back and worked 6 months at a hospital repairing medical devices, which was boring, very boring. So I left that.
So what did you study?
Mechanical engineering, straight, nothing fancy, 2-2, didn't do any work basically.
And how did you get into the job on the cruise ship?
The university have like a website, employers put their names on it, and this company just put their name forward, and I applied for it and came down to Southampton for the interview. I had an interview with it, and a chap there was really comedy. He was just trying to put me off a job. He didn't like students, but his boss really liked students. Somehow or other, I don't think he recommended me, but they invited me down for a training day. They were training other people up, and I came down for that, and they offered me the job then. So it was just real luck, really. Yeah, it was a very odd one, really. It seemed fun on paper, you'd travel the world and repair stuff. An awful lot of travelling, not much seeing, mostly hotels, airports, cruise ships, or ships in general. But yeah, I mean, most of countries in the coast, a lot of time in the States, Mexico, India, South Korea, which was good fun. So yeah, very good for travelling. I mean, first year I was there, I worked 26 weekends. And that was all abroad. So yeah, a lot of travelling.
And where did you go when you spent 6 months travelling?
Most of the time, I was quite good. It was out in the Indian subcontinent, so India, Nepal, and a friend at my university lived in Sri Lanka, so had the tour there, which was good. A bit embarrassing. You don't realise many friends there. His parents are quite big shots in Sri Lanka. His mother was the personal physician to the president, so we ended up staying out in the president's kind of private house up in the hill country. We had like 13 servants then. I'm sort of 21-year-old. Like, this is a bit odd. It's a bit odd now. I've been 22, 23, but yeah, it was a bit surreal, really.
Was it a good experience overall?
It was a great experience. Yeah, yeah.
And do you think you'll continue working in the mechanical engineering?
I'm qualified for now, really. I don't know my current job. I better not say that in case it's the internet. I'm like right, no promotion for him. But I think so. I'd like to move maybe away from building services because it's. Maybe it serves its purpose and it's a bit dull. But we'll see. It's kind of, you get, what's the word? When you're kind of used to doing it, so it's inertia. I'm used to going to work, it's easy, I can do the job. So to move would be a bit more effort, so we'll see.
Do you have an interest in the arts?
I'd say to a certain degree. I mean, I don't paint or draw or anything. I mean, I do go to art galleries. I've been to Tate Modern, a portrait gallery. I've been to Shetland Museum of Art and a few other, Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. So when I'm abroad, I try to go if I've got some spare time. I mean, I regret not going to the Guggenheim in New York when I was there. Instead, I just walked around aimlessly for a day. But who cares? That seemed a good idea at the time.
And were you aware of Gormley's work before this?
I was aware of The Angel of the North, and that's the only bit. It's just kind of his iconic piece. That's anything I kind of knew of. And obviously, he's done other bits. So that's kind of his signature piece, but apart from that, I didn't realise he was still about, really. I thought maybe he retired or something.
So what does it mean to you to be a part of this project?
That's an odd question. I don't really, oh yes, it means loads to me. No, it's just something to do, really. And it's an opportunity, because normally if you were to get on the plinth, you'd get arrested or something. So it's kind of nice, and the showman in me thinks it might be kind of amusing to do. So yeah, it's not deep or meaningful. Maybe I should have thought something in advance. If I'd known the interview, I would have done.
One of the things that we're asking everyone to help get an idea of the people going up on the plinth is, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Things that are important to me in my life? My bicycles, my friends, my family. I shouldn't put my bicycles first. That sounds terrible. Like a really shallow person. and just trying to enjoy myself, really. Kind of trying to take opportunity to do stuff. I mean, I'm pretty laid back what I do in life, but yeah, I suppose that's kind of just trying to spend much time, probably with my friends, and just doing things I enjoy. God, yeah. Again, I should have thought something better than this.
What are your bicycles?
I've only got three. It's not that bad. I need more. It's not enough. I've got a Tora, which I used last year for the Land Rover Dwelling Groats. I've got my everyday kind of hack, which it was all specialist serious, but I've changed bits. And I've got a Martin Ashbourne fixed wheel, which I built myself from bits off eBay and off other bikes, etc. I just like cycling. I find it very enjoyable, and I find it very relaxing as well. Especially, I would cycle to work, and if I'm a bit stressed at work, cycling home chills me out. So it's kind of nice, I suppose. It's cheaper than a car as well. I suppose since I was kind of 13, 14, and I was born and brought up in Suffolk. It was quite rural, and it was kind of my escape. I was in a village with 3 miles nearest shop, 7 miles nearest town, so I had to rely on my parents to get me anywhere. And as soon as I could cycle, I was allowed out on my own. I could go to the neighbouring village and see friends. I could go into town if I wanted to, I was a bit keen. I'd get to the shop and get stuff, and it's just a freedom for me. And I just really like doing it. I find it really relaxing. You don't have to think too much while you're doing it. It's just I've had it ever since, really. Yes, I do. I mean, I sometimes go in the evening in Bournemouth and go down to Sandbanks onto the Purbex, have a nice ride. Also, I cycle to work. I cycle everywhere. I cycle to the train station today. I'll cycle back tonight. So, yeah, this is my kind of default means of transport.
Have you been watching much of the project?
Yeah, I have been recently. I need to try and get some ideas. Unfortunately, internet connection's a bit slow, so it buffers a lot. It's an annoying little circle spinning in the middle. And some of it's really quite boring, but you can kind of have it on the background and then just watch people stand there and chat, and it's just amazing the variation that people do, and it's odd. It's a bit like Big Brother. It's oddly addictive. It shouldn't be interesting, but it kind of is. I just feel a bit wrong watching lots of it, but I have been. I might continue. I don't know. Now, once I've been on, maybe not so keen, but we'll see.
And would you say it offers a good snapshot of the people of Britain?
I don't know. Unfortunately, I've got a feeling it kind of attracts the slightly... I mean, there just seem to be normal people, but a lot of people seem to be doing arts degrees or in performing arts. And I feel a bit like... my profession is I'm a freelance juggler and sculptor or something, because I see I'm a bit of the wrong trend here. But so I'm not convinced it's a that good snapshot. I'm sure if you took out some of the extraneous art people, it's quite a good snapshot. But I think, it's a bit debatable, really, because I think people who are in the arts hear about it, they know Anthony Gormley, so they're more likely to apply. So there's 30,000 people, maybe there's 10,000 who kind of work in the arts. So, yeah, there is ordinary people, but they're also, that's my opinion, there's more arty people than you'd get in a group of people.
And do you view it as an art project?
I don't know. I'm a bit of a paper and pencils man for art, so I just think I think it's good, it's entertainment. I mean, it's... For the Trafalgar Square, it's fantastic. There's always something to watch, and whatever they're doing, even if it's just standing there, it's kind of different. And people like to stare at people anyway, just standing around, so it works kind of well. I don't know what art is. I'm not an art critic. I'm not going to pretend I know what art is. It's art.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you first applied into this moment?
It's fine. I keep getting annoying phone calls and numbers I don't recognise, and then think, oh, I don't answer that. And then in inopportune times, like when I'm cycling home or I'm at work and I'm on a phone to a client. So that's been the overwhelming thing, and then it's quite a good discussion point. We talk with friends, what would you do on the plinth, and then they come up with outrageous ideas. It's definitely creates conversation. I think it's been quite positive, really. I mean, I had to take a half day off work, which is negative, I suppose, but you've got to do something on this time off, haven't you? I pay for that.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Yeah.